airs every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfability Freakout at 6 p.m., Lady Lynn Live at 7 p.m., Rock, Roots, Rock, and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. So this is May 19th, 2022, and you are listening to WFT. See you at the show. So we have a few things going on today that I want to kind of let everybody know about. And then after that, it's going to be some hopefully interesting discussion. So what's going on in the area? For CUTC, Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, they have auditions coming up May 20th through the 22nd for Shrek the Musical. I know a lot of people are excited about these auditions, and there'll be a lot of people going out, but don't let that phase you. We need to add your name to it. 12 and up. Anyone 12 and up can audition. You don't have to have any experience. Go check out the CUTC website to find out what you need to do for the auditions. And I know they're being held at 117 East University Avenue in Champaign, in downtown Champaign, kind of right down the street from WEFT. And it should be a fun time. We'll keep an eye on the list when they get the list of people who got the parts and everything later on. But right now, you need to get out there and audition for CUTC's Shrek the Musical. And other stuff in town for Champaign-Urbana, Twin City Theater Company, Stars of Tomorrow, student production, has Puffs. I've seen Puffs before at STM and I enjoyed it. Anyone who's a Harry Potter fan would probably enjoy it, but you don't have to be a Harry Potter fan to get something out of this show. It's fun. And that's going to be at Parkland, not until June 3rd through the 5th, but just wanted to let you know because that's something else happening in town that you want to keep your eye on. And we'll head out to Danville now. So Danville, DLO, you've heard us talk to people from DLO and about DLO a lot. And this is, I think, your last chance to see Mamma Mia in the area. A lot of different theater groups have done Mamma Mia this year, and I think this is the last one. DLO is doing Mamma Mia, the musical, and that's May 20th through the 22nd, and it's only that week, only this weekend, so it's your only chance. And that's in the beautiful downtown Danville Fisher Theater, so you want to check that out. Lots of great actors involved, and we're hoping to get over there to see Mamma Mia. It's always a fun one. You'll leave in a good mood, I promise. And there are auditions for Disney's Descendants, the musical, also in Danville, May 21st, 5 to 9, and May 22nd, 12 to 4. And so that's Disney's Descendants, the musical. And that sounds like lots of fun too. So you might want to check out those auditions. I was looking up, I'm not familiar with Disney's Descendants, and it looks like lots of fun. It's about the Disney characters, like the quote heroes and the villains, and if they had teenage kids, and there's a lot of fun music in it. I was going to play you some today, but I couldn't get things working, so just check out the music for Disney's Descendants, and it'll get you excited to either audition or at least go see the musical. So again, auditions are in Danville, May 21st, 5 to 9, May 22nd, 12 to 4. and heading to Bloomington Normal now. We have Community Players Theater, who we've talked to them recently on this show about Clue on Stage, and this is the final weekend. So it's May 20th through the 22nd, and that's at the Majestic Theater, and you definitely want to check that out. If you didn't catch our interview with them, you can look in the archives on weft.org and listen now, or check or listen later because you're listening now, and or check out our Facebook page for any updates or links that you might need. I don't think our website is completely updated right now, so the best way to either get a hold of us or to check things out is our Facebook page. We apologize about that. And I'll get to that later, why things aren't as updated as we would like. Now heading to Peoria. They have auditions for Cornstalk Theater. They are doing auditions for Freaky Friday. It's also a musical. May 20th, 6 p.m. and May 21st at 1 p.m. So if you're interested in auditioning for Freaky Friday, head out to Peoria, check out exactly where those auditions are going to be, and I'm sure they would love to have you. So now that's most of what is going on that I'm aware of. So now I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about what's kind of going on with our show. And so this is Linda Evans, and usually I'm joined by Eric Schacht, and we're super busy right now. We've always been super busy, but we're even super busier right now. I'm working multiple jobs, and I have a child who just graduated from high school, and I have another one who's finishing his freshman year. So, and then Eric has work that is taking him out of town quite often, and so we're not able to see as many shows as we would like. So I was wondering, I'm asking you, our listeners, if anyone is interested in kind of helping us out, we would love that, at least for the near future. Anyone who really likes going to shows, and it's okay, you can be maybe shy about being on the radio, but if you like to write things up, we would love to like read some synopsis of something you've seen that you've enjoyed, and we can read that on the air. You can come on and be a co-host. We are interested in people coming in and guest hosting, and definitely if you have something that we haven't been covering, please, 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 please don't take it personally. We would normally be much more on top of things, but if we're not around, then we can't go to shows. So just be patient with us right now. But we know there's so much theater and so much that we need to be covering better. So we're asking for your help. You can even just send us a Facebook message. If you know us personally, text us, or, you know, you can stop us on the street or whatever and let us know that, hey, you missed this, or I'd like to cover this particular theater event that you haven't been covering, or I just saw this last week and I know you weren't able to see it, so I'll come on and talk about it. So please, please, please help us. We don't want to miss anything. We don't want to undercover shows, and we want to help everybody out. So if you can kind of make this, we've always thought of this as a community, and so we just need it to be a little bit more of a community. And there could be even some options of some more long-term hosting or co-hosting too, because we have just a lot on our plate. And so that also goes to a couple things that I've been wanting to discuss, but usually we have too many reviews to do to discuss some kind of deeper things about theater. And I had the opportunity, because it's, you know, graduation time for a lot of college students, and it's graduation time for high school students who are maybe thinking of going to college, I wanted to talk a bit about theater and higher education. I don't personally have a theater degree, but it is something my eldest child, my 22-year-old Parker, has a theater degree from Parkland. And I had a really long, good conversation with a theater grad from Lawrence University recently. And Lawrence University is in Appleton, Wisconsin. It's a small liberal arts college. Amazing talent there. And I know I have friends who just graduated with a theater degree from U of I, which obviously is a big school, and with Cranor and all of those facilities. And whether it's Parkland or a private college or University of Illinois, what are all of these graduates going to do with a theater degree? And kind of thinking as a mom a little bit, I highly recommend people getting degrees in the arts. But there is that thing in the back of your mind when you're a parent, because your parents, your kids need to also be able to live in a society that doesn't value financially the arts as much as they should. And I know on this show, we talk a lot about community theater. Most of community theater is run by volunteers or almost volunteers. The pay that you get from community theater is nothing even close to the kind of pay that you should be getting. And in professional theater, that's often the case too. And you often have to live in a city that is very expensive to live in order to do what you love and do what you have been trained to do. So I talked to this theater grad from LU, and he's no longer in theater. And I asked him what he thought about this. And of course, this is just his take, and this is my take on his take. But it got me thinking, because he did work in New York City for a while as a producer, and made a living, and it was good, and he was doing what he loved. But at some point, he decided that he's still living in New York, but he decided that producing and doing theater wasn't where he wanted to be anymore for lots of different reasons. He got into some of them, but theater is also long hours and, again, maybe sometimes not great pay, and people get burned out. And so he did, but he is now in a job that is much higher pay and he loves. And he said, so I said, well, does that make you sad that you're not doing theater, that you're not doing what you're trained to do? And he took exception to that. And he said, I wish that more people talked about this, because he feels that his theater degree, even though he chose at some point not to actually be working in theater, he feels like it prepared him better for, he's now in business, and he said it prepared him better for a life in business and working in his particular field now than any other degree that he could think of. And that because you do so many different, you wear so many different hats in theater, and you have to think quickly. You have deadlines that are very hard and fast. You have audiences, so you get used to speaking in front of people. And you also have audiences, so you, if things go wrong, you have to be on your toes to fix them. And so he feels like he was trained to do almost anything because of, you know, and also you're trained to be, think outside the box and be creative and things like that. and talk well and write well. And all those things were lacking in a lot of the applicants that were also applying for his job. And so he said that, at least in his experience, a theater degree was the best degree that he could have had, because it was something he was interested in. He was able to do really well in it when he was in school. And then it took him to places that maybe he didn't think about while he was in school, but have been really promising and lucrative for him. So it's just one of those things that I don't feel like we talk about enough, especially for people who are thinking about going down that path. And I never want to discourage anyone from going down some artistic path, but you also have to talk about, like, what are the realistic, you know, it's not an easy, certain parts of theater are not easy. So that was just a really interesting conversation, and I would love to hear from some of the graduates that what they're thinking about doing, where they're going. I know I've seen a couple of people on Facebook saying they're headed to New York. I know some friends that are headed to LA. That's where my oldest is. And just what your ideas are, what your goals are. And then I know we have a lot of people in town who do have degrees in theater. And what are the positives and even some of the negatives that you felt, that, you know, what did it gain you? Maybe what do you wish you'd done differently? I think those are all good discussions to have right now, especially as we're all thinking about, you know, kids going on to college or kids who just are now having to go out into the workforce and find jobs. So people that are more knowledgeable about this than I am, I would love to hear your experiences and what you think about that. And that also parlays. I always have all these thoughts, and all I do is, like, I tell my kids about them or I tell Eric about them, and now I get to just spew it to you. And hopefully you'll give some feedback too. So anyways, we've talked about this a bit in the past on the show. That kind of parlays to what I was saying about pretty much all aspects of theater are pretty time consuming. But maybe some of you out there are wanting to get involved and you're like, I really just don't have the time for, or, you know, my job isn't flexible enough to be in a show, but you want to be involved in some way. There are so many ways to be involved besides being on stage. There are so many backstage, you know, run crew. So, you know, moving the sets on and off. There's makeup and hair and props. We're always needing props people. I mean, props people are like gold, because in props, you can get super creative too. You can kind of make some of your own, or you can go and hunt for things in secondhand stores or the idea store and places like that. And it's, props can be a lot of fun. And there's lighting design, and you might say, I don't know anything about lights, and I don't know a whole lot about lighting, but when we went to Moulin Rouge in Chicago and the lighting, I've done some lighting when I was in high school, but when we went to that show, the lights were so amazing. I was just like, oh, you know what? I've never really done anything with lighting. As an adult, I'd really like to learn more about lights. And maybe it's not just designing it. Maybe you can just run the lights. A lot of times in community theater, we have a lighting designer come in and they figure out all the lights for all the cues and everything. And then they need somebody to run it. But the lighting designer doesn't have the time to be at every single show or they're not paid to be at every single show. So we need someone to run the lights, which is so much fun. And it sounds like a lot of pressure, and that's maybe like why I haven't done a lot of it myself yet. But I did the lights for when we did our production of Fireflies, when CU at the Show did their production for Fireflies, and I kind of fell in love with it. It's so much fun, and I could totally get into the creative side of that. And we have people in town who are happy to teach others how to design lights and run lights, how to do makeup, how to organize props and find props. And we always need costumers. If you are able to sew, or you just know how to find really good deals and with clothes, or you have an interest in learning anything about costumes. I know several costumers that really don't have the time to do it anymore, who would be happy to show people the ropes. And that's another thing I wish that we had more of in town. And we have a little bit of it, but more sharing. So we have Shrek auditions coming up. And I was talking to Eric, and I was saying that my kids, between the two, my oldest and my middle child, I think, yeah, we've done Shrek 3 times as a family. And I know there's people in town who've done Shrek more. And so there's costumes out there. What happens to the costumes once the show is over? For a lot of groups, they don't have any space to store things. So I wish there was more reuse and collaboration between groups. So when one theater group sees, oh my gosh, you're doing Shrek, we did Shrek here. Take our costumes. Maybe there's something that you can use from them. And there is a little bit of that happening. I just wish we had more of that, especially from an environmental reuse and just from a time standpoint. Maybe it wouldn't always help. You know, if there was a child production and then there's an adult production, then maybe that there's not a lot of help. But, you know, a high school production of Shrek and an adult production of Shrek would probably have costumes that could be shared. And so I just wish there was more of that, and other ways people can help. You don't even have to be at the show. Speaking of costumes and sharing things, we need space. Almost every theater company in town needs space. If we could do more reuse, if we had just even like storage areas, a lot of places in town don't have a dedicated workshop to work on sets. They don't have a dedicated area to work on costumes and things like that. So if you have space, if you have a building that has areas that could be used for things like that, that's something you could do. You could donate some of your space, and that would be extremely helpful. And I know there's things that different theater companies do in kind. Obviously, you could go to the show for free, but there's probably other perks as well. And even if it's not completely free, even, you know, donating in any way some space for rehearsals or for storage is always, always needed and always helpful. So there's so many ways you can get involved that is not as time consuming as you would think. For, you know, as being on stage is pretty time consuming because you have to be at all the rehearsals and things like that. I was going to mention stage management, but stage management also is pretty time consuming. So those other aspects. And sometimes I know at the Station Theater and for other theaters in town, we'll even have work days where we'll just ask for people to come and help clean up the theater, and you don't have to have any special skills at all. And while you're there, you can kind of learn some things. Work the box office. For Parkland, their last show, I worked as an usher, and I was like happy to do it because I wanted to go to every show anyway, but we were really needing ushers, and it was really needed. And I was so glad to like fill a need And it also was a fun thing for me to do too. So everybody's always needing, you know, ushers and other people to just come in and maybe work one performance. And it's so helpful. And especially right now with COVID still being around, there's some groups that, you know, not only are they taking tickets, but they're also checking for vaccinations or other things. So that's definitely needed. For those theaters that serve food, sometimes there's needed help in the concessions. So really just don't let time constraints be a limit to you getting involved in the local theater. And if you're looking and you just don't know where to start, or you're like, you know, Linda, Eric, can you just like maybe help me talk to this person or introduce me to this person or let me know which theater group needs this? We are happy to be that liaison for anyone to help you. And if you're a theater group or a director or someone who needs something, let us know and we'll put a shout out and put something on our Facebook page and stuff and say this particular group needs people to come and do this. We definitely want to see, and we've seen a lot, but we just want to see more and more everybody helping each other out. And also people who are just moving into the area, because I know this is also a big transition time where people will start coming into the area in the fall to go to the U of I or for other reasons. And so one of the things you should do when you go to a new area, check out the community theater. And you can hopefully, and if it doesn't have community theater, think about starting something. There's always a need for theater. And if it's not there, you can start it. And even if you want help, like knowing where to start, we can help a little bit with that too, or get you in touch with people who can help. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You know, See You at the Show did our production of Fireflies on a pretty tight budget. It just takes like getting to know different groups in town and knowing who you can work with and finding a space. And that sounds overwhelming, and we're happy for locally. We're happy to help out with that at any point. And again, you're listening to See You at the Show. It's a little bit different today because we're not just going on and on about all the shows that we've seen and how wonderful they were, although we could be doing that. But we're just kind of talking about other aspects of theater right now. And I appreciate you tuning in and you supporting WFT and Left giving us a space to talk about theater. And again, if anyone out there wants to help co-host or do anything for the show, let us know. We are always looking to get different voices on the air. And if you have any shows that we've missed, please, please, please let us know. We don't mean to miss anything. And if you feel like there's groups in town that are underrepresented, and even though there's this push right now locally to get voices heard that aren't normally heard, if you don't feel like you or your group are being represented, let us know. And we could say, you know, okay, wait, like we are completely missing some voices here. And if you have a play that you think should be done locally, let us know. We are open to hearing everything. And we want to hear from you. It makes our day, to negative or positive, to hear from you and know that people are listening and know that people are care and people are passionate about local theater like we are. And thanks so much for tuning in. And hopefully we will be able to see some shows this weekend or get to auditions. And so next week we'll kind of be back on our normal format of doing some interviews and show reviews. Thanks for listening.